Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers.
Cheers.
And we have an extra glass for cheers tonight.
We have an extra glass for cheers because we have a special guest. I'm just going to call it Jen because we want to protect her anonymity.
It's
very important.
For the internet, it's very
Jen,
important.
Jen, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me today
to the podcast. And we're listening to Hair by the Cowsills. But before we get started, I have to tell a little story about my Friday. On Friday...
Is this going to do with hair? Oh.
It kind of segues into our...
Okay. Guy.
So on Friday, I went to the Tonight Show to see my pal Jay. And anyway, before...
Jay's not a name dropper, by the way.
Before... Oh, I'll be dropping names all night long.
Let's just get this right off.
But I went to see... I went to what used to be in Acapulco, but it's now in El Torito in Burbank.
There's such a difference.
And Cameron Diaz was sitting at the net table right behind me. And some guys in the restaurant bought her double shots of Patron. And so she tapped me on the shoulder, and she said...
Could you give me some
there
water,
is no
please?
Way that I'm... No, she said, there's no way that I'm drinking this. Would you like this? And I said, yes, I would. And I drank. I said, I will be your designated drinker for the day. And I drank her drink, and then she left.
He said, Jerry said, I've been here since 10 in the morning. I'll be happy if you've done this.
That was like, it was kind of early. That's what she said. She said it was early. That morning. Wow. It was like 2 in the afternoon. It's not early.
It's late for you.
It's late for me. So anyway, I saw Cameron Diaz, and it's appropriate that Jen is here, because Jen cuts my hair and cuts Rick's hair. This is the first time you've seen us together, isn't it?
It is, actually.
She never thought we were actually friends. Because she never saw us in the same place.
I think she thought we were the same person.
Yeah. that does happen a lot.
But anyway, we're going to talk today about good hair and bad hair. And one of the
movies and TV.
And one of the bad hairs that I have is Cameron Diaz in Being John Malkovich, where she just looked like...
John Malkovich has better hair than her.
John Malkovich
doesn't have any hair, so...
better hair.
In fact, speaking of John Malkovich, I love that, like... Sometimes actors will have bad hair, and then they'll just give up and shave their whole head. And yeah. Like Bruce Willis, John Malkovich.
It's happening more and more. But don't you think she was supposed to have bad hair?
Good point.
I think she's
good.
I think it's more appropriate to bring up people who probably think it looks good. And she's like, what a bad idea.
Yeah, she's supposed to look
bad choice.
Good, you know, in this point.
Yeah.
But that,
okay, so Jen, let's talk about, let's focus on the positive first, because positive is important, right?
Okay.
So who has good hair? Good hair. What would you, in the movies, some hair that is made...
Or at the martini bar.
At the martini bar. Well, I know that I'm no case. I don't stand a chance.
For the record, everybody here has excellent hair.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, good hair. Wow. Well, yeah, we cannot escape Jennifer Aniston. She has beautiful hair. Long, short, whatever she does with it, it always looks fantastic. And
we talked about that. When people come in and ask you, I want my hair to look like... Jennifer Aniston was probably big in the famous years, right?
Definitely. Yeah, she was iconic. She was definitely iconic, just like Farrah Fawcett in the day.
Yeah,
some of the greatest hair ever.
You know, the Meg Ryan was a big one.
Yeah,
she has fabulous hair.
Yeah.
She can wear it anyway also. Short, long, curly, blonde, brunette. She's great. She's got good hair. And let's see, for the men... I would have to say there was the Mad Men Rage.
Really?
Not that long ago.
The Don Draper.
Yeah, definitely.
Next time I'm in, give me the Don Draper.
We can do that.
I don't think I could carry off the
Don
Draper.
We can do that. What?
I don't think I could carry off.
A little language going on that. We might be able to make that happen. Brad Pitt was big also, shamefully.
See, Legend of the Fall, Brad Pitt, or the...
Well, for different things. For different things. Let's just leave it at that. My apologies.
But you mentioned... You mentioned that hair right there. We're looking at a picture of John Travolta.
Who is just...
Saturday Night Fever.
He's perfect in that movie. His hair is... legendary in that movie, and he actually focuses on his hair a lot.
What's that scene where he says, I spend a lot of time working on my hair?
And you hit it.
And you hit it.
You hit my hair.
If you think about how his hair looked on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, yeah.
What a difference between that and this.
And I'm going to guess, and you were not cutting hair, you were not born at that time, but I'm going to guess that that changed the way of cutting hair at that time. Because that was like the blow-dried stylist.
This was very much of the
disco era.
Yeah, the shampoo, the Warren Baby.
Yeah, old pictures of his hair.
Yeah,
it looks like you know pictures.
He was trying for the Travolta.
No way. I don't like that movie.
Yeah, in fact, we just talked about Warren Baby and shampoo, mm-hmm. and I was
so fantastic.
My son Evan, mm-hmm. I'm like gonna tell him. Become a hairdresser. You will get all the women in the world. Forget this football.
somebody accused me of looking like Warren Beatty at this, remember that thing we went to the Academy?
Oh.
And this guy, Brett, all the states first name Brett, said, you look, because I had this tuxedo, roughly white tuxedo shirt and a vest, and because my hair's a little bit longer. He's like, you look like Warren Beatty in shampoo. He just kept saying that.
Oh.
Like, you know, Rick, I can't believe you look like Warren Beatty.
It's a huge compliment, man.
Yeah.
That was like, he was like, that would be like but to be a straight hairdresser, it's got to be.
A rite of passage.
there are many of them probably, huh?
No, but if you were.
A straight massage therapist.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, I've worked with several straight men in my industry. And they've all said, every single one of them, I became a hairdresser, meet women, meet girls.
Nice.
They don't beat around the bush at all.
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to go back in time a little bit and check on some hair and we've done a podcast when on Tony Curtis when he passed away. But that's some good hair, isn't it?
That is some great hair right there.
And he really changed Hollywood because I read his autobiography and he said that. He got a lot of, the studio actually wanted him to cut his hair shorter. That was considered long.
I remember, he used to be longer even than this.
Yes.
I wish we should have these pictures on the website so you'll know.
Good idea.
Yeah,
good idea,
like
Amanda.
That
we will
fantastic.
Talk about the website so you know what you're looking at. But.
It's so pretty. You just got pretty hair. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell the product and everything that goes
what do you
in
think
there.
That, what do you think that was in the 50s?
Oh.
Because we're going to look at Elvis here real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some good
some
hair, too.
Serious gel.
There's some product
some
in there.
Sort.
But in the 50s, they didn't have gel.
No, they had, what did they have?
Like
shellac.
This is stuff that comes out of liquid.
You got to tell the,
Dapper Dan.
When Rick and I were at, do you remember this? When we were at the Morton's party, we talked to about Frank Sinatra's hair.
Who talked to about that?
About his, to his daughter. We talked to Tina Sinatra. Maybe you weren't there.
I talked to Nancy before.
Yeah, Tina Sinatra said that when, after Frank died, she went to the bathroom, and she said in the downstairs bathroom, he had it was like tons of hair product and colognes and stuff. And if you went there, if you visited Frank.
I know the story. Yeah,
you do.
What's his name told me this. It wasn't her, though. It was a guy that was Nancy's agent.
Oh, right.
Went to Palm Springs and went into the guest bathroom.
Right.
Well, I don't believe your story, but I'll just tell you what he said. But he said he had all this stuff he had in there, which is the reason I have some of the same stuff in my bathroom right now. It was just like stuff you buy at the drugstore. Like,
I'll tell you what Tina said.
What's that?
Tina said.
Aquavilla.
Tina said.
Colgate. I mean, just stuff. You know, blue collar junk you buy at. You know.
Tina said in his upstairs bathroom, he had one big bottle of Aquavelva and one tube of Brill Cream. And that's what he had used on his hair
forever.
The day he died.
No,
Aquavelva.
On his hair?
Aquavelva on his aftershave, and then he would use Brill Cream on his hair.
Yeah, just
the day
he died. Basic. Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
So Elvis.
I've got a little Frank Sinatra action figure. He took his hat off, and look at that hair. That's Brill Cream, baby, right
and
there.
And then you add the hat, and it just really sets the whole thing off, doesn't it?
There.
Yeah.
But that's like, but those were hairdos. I mean,
absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sure. And I think the Elvis hairdo is the kind of a fallout of the Tony Curtis. Right?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like putting a whole bunch of hair on top and,
Tony Curtis
and lots of product.
I think just probably a lot of young guys combed their hair with, you know. But, you see a lot of those guys in the 50s.
But Elvis dyed it. That's not Elvis's color.
No,
Elvis dyed his hair black.
It was much lighter than that.
This is, Elvis's look launched 1,000 looks.
Right.
You know? I mean,
right.
Think about the rockabilly.
Oh.
That's still happening to this day.
Yep.
And we've got a lot. When I went to New York, they had a huge shoot on androgynous women. They had their hairstyles in the whole, you
really?
Know, pomp. Pulled up with the, you know,
yeah,
they come out with a lot of the hair products that sort of symbolize that era, that 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. you know, before hair became so free and
awesome.
Whatever. But yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, we've talked about good hair.
Yes.
Let's talk about some bad hair.
Oh, no.
And bad hair. And we're gonna let you go to TV to name your favorite bad hair. Go ahead.
Oh, my favorite bad hair. Oh, gosh. I think it would, well, can we still stick with the movie hair?
Oh, go movie hair. I thought you were going to go talk to Bonnie.
Oh, well, of course. Okay, well, let's,
go movie.
Let's go big first. Okay, yeah.
Go bad.
Dog Bounty Hunter.
Dog Bounty Hunter. Some bad hair there.
Can we raise our glasses to Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Cheers. For bleach, but it's probably not bleach. What is it that he puts in that?
That is definitely some, that is some hair color with a radical developer in it.
That L'Oreal or
yeah,
I mean, there must
be
some.
From Afghanistan. That is something else. I'm not kidding. He's high maintenance, I think.
You think
I mean,
so?
Really? Wouldn't you guys, you know?
Yeah, he probably is like, yeah.
That's some high maintenance hair. His wife's hair is not as intricate. You know?
She's got to work on his all the time. She doesn't tend to work on his.
Yeah, he's put some, he invests some time. He's committed. Mm-hmm. He's committed to his look. I've never seen him look different. And I'm sure when he leaves the house, he looks like that every time.
Okay, now let's go to the movie. So who's got bad hair in the movie?
Well, I have it. Mickey Rourke has some bad hair.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and I did hear that his dog just...
His dog died, like, for the Oscars last year, right?
Mm-hmm. I feel bad.
Oh.
Let's be honest, his hair's been bad since way before.
Wait a minute, we got to tell a story about the Oscars. was it last year or the year before?
2 years ago.
2 years ago at the Oscars when he was nominated for The Wrestler, which is also bad hair. Rick has this little system of meeting in the bar after the Oscars start.
Okay.
Yeah, lived in the martini bar.
At the martini bar.
During the Oscars.
And so,
I told you that. So
we're waiting there, and it was the year Mickey Rourke was nominated for The Wrestler. And in defense of Mickey Rourke, everybody drinks. You wait in line, you go in the limo, you drink, you drink, you drink.
Right.
So anyway, I'm standing there waiting for Rick and Amanda by the bar. And here comes Mickey Rourke staggering out. Were you there?
Well, if I was in the bar, I couldn't.
No, you didn't come. I was waiting for you to come down.
All right.
So
he called me baby.
Oh, he called you baby?
Yeah. I met him that night.
Well,
I don't think he was loaded, though, when I saw him.
He comes staggering. Oh, he was definitely loaded.
No,
he comes staggering out, and they have, like, the security. Those people that, like, have the earpiece and talk in their sleeve, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, Mickey Rourke is, and he, like, is heading for the exit.
Like, he's just...
He's leaving.
He's leaving. Like, it's, like, right after the first commercial. Well, that's what happened. So they're like, get him and bring him back. And so people are running to bring Mickey Rourke back because he might win.
Right.
You know? And so anyway, they start to bring him back. And I'm sitting there waiting. I'm just standing there watching this. And he's like, I want to have a cigarette. And they're like, we have a room where you can have a cigarette. He's like, I want to put my feet on Hollywood Boulevard and have a cigarette. Yeah. He said, I want to put my feet on Hollywood Boulevard and have a cigarette. What's wrong with that? And they're like, you can't do that. You got to go back in here. And they pulled him off.
They had a cane and they reeled him back in.
And he lost to Sean Penn.
He was good, though. I liked him.
But
they're buddies, right?
He was nice.
Sean was really nice.
He did a great job in the restaurant. He goes, oh, thank you very much, baby.
Yeah.
He's still
But the Iron... So what's worse, the Iron Man 2 haircut or the... Wrestler.
I feel like it's. I agree. With
wrestler.
But again, that's supposed to be good hair.
But I'm telling you, that wrestler haircut.
Yeah.
In fact, I was trying to think of who it looked like, and it looks like if where is he at?
right there.
It looks like if, like, George Clinton, you remember George Clinton? Mm-hmm. If he, like, fell asleep in pasta or something, that's what that hair looks like. And there was, like, stuff in there, too. There was, like, a braid in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he's got they really kind of, like, yeah, he's the villain. He's got villain hair. It looks good, but the rest of the hair, yeah, I don't know, Mickey. I'm sorry. Fist bump.
Any other bad hair in the movies? Any other bad hair that you want to mention?
Oh, can we? Who can we talk about and ask about hair in the movies?
Well, you got to be happy that the Jerry curl doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
The 80s.
Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction. I know, but people wore their hair like that.
Can we talk about the hair in, what was that movie? I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, there's some Jerry curls in
there. Definitely. There's some serious hair going on in that one. That was pimp hair, for sure.
What about what's-his-face in a house play? The big, huge...
Kid Play. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Kid Play with the big afro. That was that flat top in the fade.
Okay, so, controversial. Prince. How do we feel about Prince's hair?
I don't know what it looks like today.
I feel like he's wearing it shorter
He's Prince. I don't know. I get confused.
I actually like Prince's hair. He had that period there where he had like a page boy kind of thing. Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
But then
he used to have a part in the middle and long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he had this, when he first started, he had just like kind of an afro.
Yeah.
And then he did all these weird things too, like in Purple Rain. It was just sort of wavy and up and
he
weird.
Definitely.
You know, that's one of the things though that amazes me though is that when Prince started, like he was like always on the edge, and at that time, if you would have guessed who was weirder, Michael Jackson or Prince, you would have said Prince
for sure.
How crazy is that? That's true. Yeah,
and he's married with kids.
Prince is a better babysitter now. History, I think, has proven that at least.
Michael Jackson's a whole other person.
And he's had the hair thing too. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he definitely went through his whole... I'm sure at the very end, it wasn't even really his hair.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Yeah,
it was a wig.
He was bald.
There was not a lot of hair going on.
No, I actually...
You were there.
No.
Here we go.
But I teach at Woodbury University police officers, and one of them brought in an autopsy photo.
Oh...
And I'm putting this on a podcast. He was bald. He looked like this blotchy white old person is what he looked like.
Crazy,
he was 65.
That's insane.
Blotchy white person.
That's really weird.
Wow. Okay, and the opposite of that is Dennis Rodman. Can we talk about his hair?
I saw him at the Oscars.
Surprise.
Too. He's wearing at the Oscars? He was with Halle Berry.
Tell us.
He was wearing, he had yellow hair underneath, but he's wearing a Cat in the Hat.
It
was like 3 feet high. It was white and red and white stripes on it.
And how tall would he be with that?
He's huge.
He's enormous.
He's not 7 feet, but he's probably 6'8". And Halle Berry is like 5'2".
Great hair.
She was yanking him out of the. This is after it was over, and she's like pulling him like he's a horse or something. Leaving. He's like,
he needed a leash, that boy.
He was crazy. But,
The situation on Jersey Shore. His hair is worth mentioning. Right? His hair is worth mentioning.
From a good point or a bad
I have to say it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, I have to say it's bad. I'm sure.
You're the expert.
I'm just, yeah.
We're looking at some other.
A bad hair. And there was a period in the 80s, and you probably could say everybody, but Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction scared the crap out of me. That hair was like all over the place. And it was, but that was like
the character in that movie.
It was supposed to be,
It makes her.
What about Winona Ryder wearing Edward Scissorhands?
That was a wig, right?
Bad.
It was a wig.
I hope so.
That's a high school wig.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's hair as Edward in that movie. That was pretty good hair. Yeah, that was interesting.
It was crazy. It was kind of hot in a way.
Yeah. He's just hot.
Well, that is weird. It's like
she goes anybody carrying scissors, she goes for. I don't know what it is.
But that is weird. It's like Johnny Depp's hair in Pirates of the Caribbean is a mess.
Sexy.
But the chicks dig it.
Anybody who wears like a Jack Sparrow wig or does that look has women like swarming.
Swooning. Yeah,
I can't figure that. Okay, so I'm either going to get the Jack Sparrow or the Don Draper. I'm not sure next time I come in, but.
Let's start with the Don Draper. If the Don Draper doesn't work, we can go the other way.
Well,
I forgot one more hair. Good hair.
Good hair. Who you got?
I was going to mention this.
Go ahead.
Lon Chaney, the original Wolfman, had good hair.
Did he? Before he turned into Wolfman?
That was very close cropped, very neat if you look at it.
But comparing to Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf?
There's no Vaseline in his hair. There's no grill cream. It's the dry look. It's so close cropped. He's not a mess. If you look at it, it's good hair, but I don't think anybody would bring that up.
That's certainly the way to go out on here. We have as always, exceeded our time limit. And
we're so interesting.
We just keep wandering off in the different subjects. But Jen, we can't thank you enough for being here.
Give us a little cheers, give us a little love.
Thanks for coming to my tea bar. And you know what? We're going to do another podcast because I'm going to China on Tuesday. Will you stick around for the next podcast?
We have to do a costume change. We'll be right back.
This is the next podcast will air like 2 weeks after the first one, and you won't even know that we recorded them one after another, except for Jen will still be here. Like, she stayed at the martini bar for 2 weeks.
She'll be a wreck by then, but that's all right.
So anyway, don't forget to visit our sponsors, PB Imaging and Audible.com, where you can get an audio book to listen to while you cut hair.
Oh, I love that.
If your clients aren't as interesting as Rick and I.
No one's as interesting.
So thanks for joining us to Rick's Martini Bar, and we will see you next time at the Martini Bar. Cheers!
Yes.